Back here on another Good Take, Bad Take, and I'm joined by two people today. I've got, of course, Johnny Lupinacci, but also a repeat guest. We've got Thomas today.
Tomas,
who joined me for a baseball recently with the Seeds, Chinook Seeds. By the way, I've received a lot of comments about Chinook Seeds since that episode, people that really enjoyed it. And then we kind of went off script a little bit because my son Hiram wanted to do Radiohead albums.
Radiohead.
Now we're back. We're more in the sports realm again because, as we said, Thomas, it's baseball season. We got to get back into it. You guys are both athletes.
Absolutely,
right?
Former.
Former athlete. I was a former athlete.
Athlete adjacent.
I sat the bench in baseball.
Yep.
Johnny, you're actually a hockey coach.
Yes, sir.
Well, yep. So you're still out there pretending like you can play.
That's right. Just yelling at people who can.
So who didn't remember? Well, Thomas is young. But we remember back in the 80s, Michael Jordan and Gatorade.
Oh. Man,
Gatorade thirst quencher for that deep down body thirst. Oh, man.
Yep.
And who, if you wanted to be like Mike, which everybody did,
you
drank the lemon lime Gatorade.
Yeah, man. You didn't have the dollars to maybe throw into an expensive pair of shoes.
Which I didn't.
You needed the Nikes to be like Mike. But if you couldn't get the Nikes or you didn't opt for the Nikes, you went all in on the Gatorade.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much all they cornered sports stuff. Like if you were playing sports and you didn't have Gatorade, it's like, how could you be great?
I remember over on the coast once, my dad was in the Coast Guard. So we went over for one of the weekends that he was over there and we did a family trip. And so we had this little hotel room over in Ilwaco, Washington. And my brother and I walked down the street. We had just watched this basketball game and one of the commercials had Jordan on it and it had a Gatorade commercial. So my brother and I literally walked down the street to this little mart that they had there, little supermarket, mini mart, I guess is what it was. It was tiny, with like IGA type prices. Anyway, and I remember buying my first two all on my own, bought my first two Gatorades.
Oh, man, what flavor?
It was lemon lime.
Like just that lime?
That's all they had, actually.
Well, I think they had the orange too pretty
they
quick.
They might have,
I always
that's
remember.
All they were carrying at the store.
Yeah.
And I bought it and brought it back, and my dad's like, that's a waste of money. You know. Anyway, I drank it, and it was heavenly. Like I felt like Michael Jordan.
I bet you did.
I really did. I even looked like him and shot like him. And
every basket went in.
You could jump.
I could pretend. Like, what was it, Macklemore? Mom, I touched the net.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I thought I was, you know, this. What did Jerry Seinfeld say? This wasn't a fantasy. This was an option, right? So that's exactly what happened. So today we're going to talk about sports drinks. It is in that realm. Any athlete or non-athlete always drinks these sports drinks. Some for the, I don't know, the electrolytes. Some just because they taste good. You may feel like they're better for you than just juice or something. For whatever reason, we drink it as part of our society now. So we found something saying, what's the healthiest sports drink? We ask a nutritionist. All right. So right off the bat, we know there's probably going to be a methodology.
They're going down the nerd lane on this
nerd
stuff. The science of the sports drink, which is great. There's an element to this. I think we'll go into our breakdown. But
yeah. But so we absolutely kind of know what the methodology is probably going to be. So the subtitle, How Do Gatorade, Body Armor, Vitamin Water, and More Stack Up? It's by Tanner Garrity. So Tanner's going to be our buddy today.
Or not.
We'll see. He's going to be our buddy. We don't have to. Listen, we can disagree without being disagreeable.
Okay. I like that.
So, you know, if you only had friends with who you agreed with, that's a sad place, actually.
It's true.
So, I don't like Johnny's hair, but we're still friends.
man.
What hair?
Yeah.
Stropple. He says, anyone actually know what an electrolyte is? For decades, we've chugged Gatorade and other sports drinks when sweaty or hungover or both in an effort to replenish our elusive electrolytes. And yet there appears to be a casual disinterest in even understanding this ritual, let alone questioning what the healthiest sports drink even is. Electrolytes, FYI, are minerals in the body that maintain its ionic balance. Think calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, and the like. When we exercise, we sweat, and these minerals leave the body in droves, leaving us dehydrated and susceptible to cramps and exhaustion. So in a way, yes, your parents and track coach and the TV commercials were correct. You should absolutely be hydrating and looking to replenish electrolytes after a long period of intense physical activity. But Gatorade's role in that process is dubious. So they go into the history of Gatorade a little bit. And then sports drinks and sugar, of course, because there's a lot of sugar in a lot of sports drinks. And then we get down to the nutritionist-approved sports drinks. So they're going to take some of the more well-known. This is not just the list of all that is healthy that's out there. I did find a list that ranked like 18 different sports drinks, and Gatorade and Powerade were Powerade was 18 and Gatorade was 17.
Yeah.
And then most of the stuff that came before that I'd never even heard of.
Well, right? Yeah, most of it.
So these are more like well-known, and they're going to rank more well-known ones, which is why I thought we wanted to do this. So
they get into a whole nice background about, you know, about that. Let's not get it wrong. These drinks are all packed with tons of sugar. And there's zero sugar options in a lot of these, but then I think you're swapping out sugar for a sweetener substitute, which just gets in, you know, so they're equivalent to, like, they're less than, more than replenishing electrolytes. I'd say 90% of the reason anyone's drinking these is for the sugar rush and the hydration that comes with the sugar rush. Sure. So,
and I will sugar waters. Out, this does not, absolutely does not sway the way we're going to be talking about this. But as we're sitting here at this table, there is a Blue Raspberry Body Armor that's sitting here on the table. Not ours. It's our buddy Luke's.
Yeah.
But it's sitting here trying to sway us a little bit.
Which I already came into this saying, like, I'm currently, I move through waves of favorite sports drinks because I just overdo it on one and the taste starts to just get a little bit old, and I try something equivalent and I'm like, that's my new favorite one. Not at all. I'm pretty committed to about five, and right now Body Armor is just player. Crushing it.
You're a sports drink player.
Sports straight, don't hate the player, just hate the game. But right now the game is staying hydrated and keeping the sugar levels up.
Okay.
And Body Armor is crushing it. The stuff is so good. We'll get to that. But I
okay, so
stuff.
Number nine on the list, Propel flavored electrolyte water.
Oh.
It says, I want somebody to pronounce this. This product is highly processed and contains... Oh, gosh. Okay, it says EDTA is what they abbreviated as.
Yeah.
Ethylenediaminotetraacetic acid.
Yeah.
It says it's used as a preservative to retain color. It may irritate skin, cause skin rashes or asthma, and is on the FDA's list of food additives to be studied for toxicity.
Yeah.
It also contains acesulfame potassium. Which is an artificial sweetener with zero calories.
Just a bottle of clear chemicals.
Right. Basically, it's diet Propel.
Yeah.
Did you ever have Propel?
I mean, I've had it not often or frequently, right. Yeah.
My kids drink it all the time.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
When I was still broadcasting baseball back then.
Yeah.
I don't remember what happened, but, this is what happened. So I remember showing up. It's January. It's 2007. And you remember drugs... In baseball, it became a big thing.
Yeah,
testing became a big thing, and there were two cases, like big cases of, nine cases of Red Bull, sugar-free Red Bull.
Okay,
and they're like, we're not going to allow any of the players to take this because they didn't know what would trigger some kind of positive test result on something that said this was a
yeah,
you know, either growth hormone or some kind of steroid.
Performance enhancer.
I think there's like taurine in it or something like that.
In Red Bull, I don't know.
Okay.
But I know a lot of them do have that or guarana or things like that.
Yeah.
So so that was the first time I'd ever had a Red Bull. Okay, let me tell you, it gave me wings fast
because
I wasn't drinking that much caffeine. And it was in the office. We didn't have a little refrigerator in this little office that we had at the minor league front office.
So it was room temp.
So it wasn't room temp.
Oh.
You ready for this? Because it was winter. It was January.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So we'd go out, put it in the snow, come back in, and about 15 minutes later, you'd come grab one, replace it with another one. Dude, I was drinking like six of these a day.
Oh, my gosh.
Six a day.
Wow. Talk about,
But we ran out, and I was like, I need something to replace this. And so as it turns out, the players, what they were giving the players at that time was Propel.
Yeah.
Because they said, hey, this is a healthier option. It's not going to trigger some kind of thing, performance enhancing, positive test result. And so what we're going to do is we're going to give you Propel. And so they had all of these packets of Propel, the little single use packets. We had thousands and thousands of these things. So I had these Propel packets. It was just the three flavors. It was the berry, the kiwi, strawberry, and then something else. I had them for, it lasted about 4 years.
Okay.
I had like gallon-sized Ziploc bags full of these things.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I was drinking Propel nonstop. So if I seem a little bit slow to you, it's the fake sugar poisoning.
Yeah.
Probably affected my brain. But I can't have it now, and neither can my wife without having massive acid reflux.
Wow, wow. Causes it. It just triggers it.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. If I have it late at night, I will have
I will have
heartburn all night long. Just not I can drink soda, no problem. But if I drink Propel, that's gonna happen.
All right.
The other thing is I water mine down. If I have the in the bottle from the store, it's too sweet.
I've experienced this. This is totally anecdotal, and this is just the fact that you're bringing this up. I have experienced this with with a variety of sports drinks. If I drink them at night, I sometimes get heartburn from them.
Yeah.
Like I've never narrowed it down, but I had a hunch, and I would think like, why would that cause it? So that's a little bonus one out there. We should look into it.
Yeah.
Or if you're listening and you actually know what this is, like, let us know. That's a little study in itself.
That's
in
right.
The works here, because I've had this experience and I'm like, that can't be. Is that true?
Yeah. And then I need a doctor, if you're listening.
Yeah.
And can weigh in about this. What's causing Johnny's anal fissures?
Oh my God! It's all the body armor.
That's all body armor. That's right. So I take one of those packets if I do, and I put it into a quart sized jar. So
yeah, it's
about
28
ounces
one.
Instead of the 16 ounces.
Yeah.
So I water it down and I like it a little bit more. But
sure.
Go ahead.
I just looked up why sports drinks might give heartburn.
Uh-oh.
And it's saying Gatorade and other sports drinks are acidic and may give you symptoms of acid reflux. Many also contain citric acid, which has been associated with symptoms of GERD.
Well, what does it say? EDTA was ethylenediamine.
Anyways, all this stuff. They have Propel pretty far up there. I don't even have it on my radar of top drinks. I never
drink it anymore.
Yeah, it's just not as common. It's forgettable.
Yeah.
Yep. Number 8, Powerade Mountain Berry Blast. Okay. Anything that blue makes me a little bit wary, but I do drink it from time to time.
I do.
I drink the zero sugar one. I'm sorry.
My God. Zero sugar train. You know what I love about the Powerade, the blue? I mean, this is always a go-to because oftentimes I'm buying these at the gas station stop, and it's whichever are 2 for $5 or better. Mm-hmm. What's the best deal? Powerade is always crushing it on the deals. You can get these at the grocery store sometimes for 80 cents, right? Yeah. The big 32-ounce for 80 cents. Come on. You can't beat it. But I'll tell you what, also, Powerade Blue is found on fountain drinks sometimes, right? We talked about it in previous shows. Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's.
That may be the only place that I think it tastes good.
I'm going to the Powerade Blue on some crushed ice.
Yeah.
They also have it at Mod Pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a couple of spots where we go eat.
It's like Hi-C. Do you ever drink it? No, but sometimes it's coming out of the... You know, the
fountain.
Right.
Plus, nothing beats that high C drink at McDonald's, man.
So,
I mean, that
stuff is so good. That's true. So, Tanner brings in this certified nutritionist. Her name is Karen Adani Ben David, and also a health coach who maintains a private practice in LA. So, what does Ben David say on the Powerade? The drink contains a tremendous amount of sugar as the second and fourth ingredients on the list. It also contains sugar alcohol.
That's why it tastes delicious.
Added colors and flavors. Overall, an ultra-processed drink. Don't touch this drink and choose something else. Bottom line.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what. It can't be worse for you than soda.
My kids always are like, hey, we want get us a Gatorade, Dad.
It's blue and
like,
it's delicious.
Gatorade's $1.80 a piece now like Walmart, and Powerade's 90 cents. I'm like, how about I get you a Powerade? No, we don't want that. It's not good enough.
Yeah.
It is the Adidas of sports drinks.
Oh my God! That team
is shade.
That's gonna call for a follow up. We're gonna have to have another show where we rank
the brands.
Brands.
Oh gosh,
the brands. All right, so if I had to go on frequency, it's in my top five, just for how frequent and accessible it is, and only the blue. That's not true. I like the purple one too.
See, the purple's good.
I used to drink the white one in college. First year of college, we had a Gatorade machine in the gym, and so I drank. White one. Was it Glacial something?
Glacier Freeze.
Yeah. That's Gatorade.
It's like a cherry.
It's like a cherry.
Yeah.
Isn't that Gatorade? There's a white Powerade
they
too.
Also,
that's a good one.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Tell us number 7, Johnny.
They say number 7 is original thirst quencher OG Gatorade. Man,
This is obviously not on taste alone because I'm sorry, but the original Gatorades, I thought they were delicious.
I do too. I mean, I guess maybe they're just going. I remember they're going on the science here, so we have to throw this list out. Anyways, Gatorade's got to be in my top three. Even when I shared at the beginning of the show, I'm not very committed to one of these. But the one I always come back to and the one I turn to with frequency is Gatorades. There's so many flavors. Right. So many of them are delicious. Mm-hmm. You can quench your thirst on this stuff. You know what you're getting every time. I mean,
sure.
It's time. It's a classic.
Yeah. The only thing about Gatorade is how salty it is. Sometimes, you know, it tastes like the ocean to me.
Well, that's why I like I actually kind of like the lemon lime one. Like, yeah. The original. It kind of has that flavor. And by the way, when I drank it, I drank it in Ilwaka, which was on the coast. So it's like saltwater taffy, man.
Well, remember how they originally sold this was, you know, it was a sports drink replacing your electrolytes and salts lost in sweating.
That's right.
Which we know, like, from a scientific background, like you and me, even playing sports, aren't losing enough electrolytes to be needed to replenish
them
like a professional athlete. And we all, those of us athletic adjacent, probably have tried the real Gatorade. You know, like the stuff you mix at the proportions you're supposed to, or like the trainers will mix up for you.
Yeah.
It's again, the best sports drink is water, right? But we're getting into these. Yeah. So a watered down Gatorade is always good.
Yeah.
But I mean, original Gatorades, the saltiness of them is just there. They also make like an extra salty one. Gatorlight. You ever tried that?
Gosh. Gatorlight.
It's the best thing that ever happened, because we get into this. If you're really looking to replace electrolytes, you know, when you get the flu or you get hungover or something and you're supposed to drink Pedialyte, probably all giving it to our kids if they got sick or we've had it when we're sick. So Gatorlyte is like Gatorade's version of Pedialyte. It tastes like Gatorade. It tastes like salty, salty Gatorade.
Gross.
You got to try it. It is. So Tomas is out. I'm in.
It's funny that you don't like that because you're a pickle guy. Like,
yeah.
Dill pickle, yeah, but, like salty, you
but
know.
It's a drink, you know?
Yeah.
It's a
you
sport.
Need to reframe
it, I'll tell you what.
Works.
It tastes way better than Pedialyte because I know we've tried Pedialyte.
Yeah, yeah.
And Pedialyte is not delicious.
Okay, here's what I want to try. So for my birthday, just had my birthday, my wife got me one of those ninja creamy, like.
Yep, I have one.
Oh, dude, she got me the deluxe.
What? Yep.
Yep. So I made my first ice cream out of a protein shake.
Yep.
So I wonder, you know, I wonder if you took some of these, like a Pedialyte, whatever. I wonder if you froze it. A sorbet.
Sorbet.
Yeah.
Now, I can't have the sugar one, but whatever. Right. So Ben David, it's Ben-David. It's a hyphenated name. Okay. So when I say Ben David, that's her last name. The majority of this drink is sugar, the second ingredient, salt, and water. Yes, we know when doing high-intensity or endurance workouts, it's essential to replace the electrolytes in your body. However, this drink is full of sugar and contains high levels of food dyes, which may increase people's risk of certain health conditions. Bottom line, this drink's list of ingredients is similar to many sodas in the market. I wouldn't recommend consuming it. All right. Number six, vitamin water, Power C, the stuff that you see on any supermarket shelf, and you can get it in bulk at Costco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It says,
I love this stuff, but I only like the triple X flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Something about it is so good. It's just like, it's so smooth. It goes down so smooth. It's not salty. It's extra sweet. It tastes slightly watered down, like one of the sweeter drinks watered down.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I even asked you guys before this, hey, do you think vitamin water is a sports drink? Because I don't classify it as a sports drink, but then I think it qualifies. It's listed in this list. Same thing when you go into a gas station, it's stocked in the same area. But I like the triple X. The Power C is good. I like that one. Mm-hmm. After that, it just falls off flat for me. I don't think I would take everything on the list over the flavors outside of those, the triple X or the Power C on this. But this stuff's good to me. But it makes me, if I drink it at night, I get heartburn.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm looking at this now, one of the, I think the fourth ingredient is citric acid.
Yeah.
So... Man, what a bummer. Vitamin water is delicious.
This says this product, this is Ben David saying this, this product is sugar and water. The rest of the ingredients are negligible. You might as well put some sugar in your water. What's funny about this is then how
there you go.
I don't know how she ranks them then, like this ahead of some of the other ones, because it actually sounds like the narrative on this is worse than the one about Gatorade. So I don't know.
Yeah. Gatorade's sugar and water too, right?
Well, but I don't think there's as many food dyes in here, maybe.
Oh. Maybe that's
because some of the other ones were saying
it's more expensive than Gatorade for sure.
Yeah.
Number five.
I've never tried this, man.
Never heard of it.
Civitation Extend.
I'll just say when I read Extend, I'm not thinking sports drink.
No.
So I'm not reaching for this one.
This is a growing concern in your head on what this drink does.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know about this one.
Just tell us about the first thing that pops up.
How you like them watermelons?
Thinking on this. Ben Davis says, I like the fact that the drink has amino acids in the first ingredient, which helps with recovery from your workout. However, it still has added food coloring and preservatives. I just don't understand why it's necessary to put those in the drink. Overall, an okay drink because it contains amino acids and is low on sugar, which is good, but the rest of the ingredients are just unnecessary.
I've never even seen... Have you guys seen this one?
No.
This to me looks like an off-brand at Costco that I'm not buying.
Well, it looks like an Under Armour, the way they have the X there.
Yeah, so trying to trick me into thinking it's Under Armour.
Number four, Gatorade Organic Thirst Quencher.
I've never had this either.
I've seen this, and I'm like, oh, I don't need to pay extra for organic.
Right. Gatorade is Gatorade. It's sugar and water. How's
it says,
organic?
Even though it has organic sugar, it doesn't make much difference in how it spikes your blood sugar levels, though it does contain more minerals.
I wonder if it tastes better. I got to try it.
It says it's still a sugary drink. So that's what's funny about the whole go back to number nine with the Propel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What they're saying is it's not sugar. It's like a fake sugar substitute, right? So... Basically, shouldn't you just drink water with some kind of amino acid, I guess, and no dyes. Three, Body Armor Fruit Punch.
Yeah.
Number three. Says, overall, this product has nice ingredients, and I like the use of coconut water as a source of electrolytes. The product has a lot of added vitamins, which is good. I would say it's a nice option for a sports drink.
It's delicious. I mean, I love this stuff. I was apprehensive to try it because I saw it, and I thought, isn't Body Armor like a soap? And it looked too much like the marketing looked like Axe. Remember that? So yeah. Like Axe spray. And just it resembled that. And then Under Armour.
Oh, do I remember that? I mean, come on. If I spray it on myself, the women throw themselves at me.
Yeah. So I
we all saw the commercials.
I was confused. Like, what is this stuff
They're
as
still
it came
up for
onto
you,
the
man.
Scene? Yeah. And also the name Body Armour. It was too close to Under Armour. I thought it was like Under Armour's sports drink. And I'm super brand loyal, which is going to be awesome when we get into that ranking the brands. But I thought, like, I'm not really an Under Armour guy, so I'm not really into their sports drink. And then I had heard people raving about it, and I looked at it. I said, well, Body Armour, is that Under Armour sports drink? Looked it up. No. Tried it. Was like, I've been really sleeping on this. This stuff's delicious. The strawberry banana, unbelievable, man. The fact that they've merged coconut water, I think I was telling this to you guys earlier, like, it is the best sports drink with, like, coconut water. It's like watered down with coconut water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, I think it's delicious, man.
I got a 12-year-old. All he ever loves in life is basically basketball.
Yeah.
Right. And so he says he needs these kind of drinks, you know, to,
to
help keep him hydrated.
To be like
anyway,
Mike.
I know. So $1.80 or so for one of these drinks at Walmart, but they had a deal the other day.
Yeah.
It was down to $1.20. And then they had the little tags on them for 75 cents off if you buy two.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy smokes. And so I got them for like 80 cents. I got a bunch of them. And I pulled a bunch of extra tags off so that I still have
right there. You go
more of the things. He loves these though.
Yeah, they're delicious, man.
They're
like
good.
His favorite.
They're really good.
Yeah, I like them too. The grape strawberry, the Mamba one, marketed well because I mean, if you're a Lakers fan, you like Kobe. It's a throw out to the Mamba Foundation. It's great.
Yeah.
But this stuff is just delicious. Cherry lime. No one's got anything that comes close to it. The best I can. We talked about the Glacial Freeze.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the cherry ice Gatorade. Those are delicious. This tastes like that, but somehow like a little bit more refreshing.
It's probably the lime in there.
Yeah. The cherry lime, man. Unbelievable flavor.
Yeah. Cherry lime. I do like a cherry lime.
The mango tangerine. I'm not the biggest fan of. I thought I would be, but if I have a taste for orange, I'm just going to drink orange juice or orange Gatorade. Man, something
you know
about orange Gatorade is so good.
Mango in general, I love mango so much. Mm-hmm. I don't like most mango flavoring.
Artificial, I agree.
Yeah, it must be it. It throws it off.
Whereas I like cherry artificial flavoring. It doesn't necessarily taste like a cherry, but
no.
I like the flavoring.
Yep.
You'd like cherry lime, man.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
And we don't have some sodas here in the United States that I remember drinking in South America a lot, but we had one Grenadina. It's pomegranate. Anyway, pomegranate. Definitely food dyes in this thing, but it tasted kind of like cherry. It was like cherry soda. It was really good.
Yeah.
So they also had a guaraná soda. So guaraná soda, it was heavily caffeinated soda, but it tasted like green apple.
Ooh, nice.
So green apple soda was
pretty good. Is where I fall off, man, because then this list just goes back into the obscure. I don't know anything that they have ranked here. I've never tried either of these.
Two and one here. Roar Organic is the name of number two. What we see here is it looks like a box. It looks like a protein shake box.
Looks like a sports drink you buy at Target.
Almost. I think it looks pretty similar to those.
The Premier protein shakes that you get at Costco.
I think it looks like the kombucha bottles.
Ew. Looks like the booch.
Ben David says, this is a good product, and I like the use of erythritol and coconut water. I really like that the drink has natural food coloring from different fruits and vegetables. It also has added vitamins. Good choice after a workout.
Like, it looks like it's like 80s yoga themed.
Yeah.
I don't know about this Roar Organic.
And then number one on the list.
Comes in a box.
Oh, no, that was Numa. Okay, so what am I looking at? Oh, the Roar. Okay, that one was above. I was looking at the, when I said it looks like it's
yeah,
protein.
That's one. It comes in a box like Numa, BioSteel. We talked about that, the hockey drink.
Organic BioSteel. Electrolyte drink. Sports drink. So that reminds me of the Powerade or Gatorade knockoff at Costco, which is, you know, a lot of their stuff is actually manufactured by
the same
big names, and then they just put the
this stuff is
brand.
Probably really, I'm reading it. So, these drinks are probably really much better for you.
But I like how it just says sports drink on it.
You know? Yeah, that's what it is.
So this is just says organic electrolyte sports drink. Filtered water, organic coconut water, organic watermelon flavor,
sea salt.
It says, Ben David says, great product, high quality ingredients, and love the use of stevia extract to sweeten the drink, which is a creative solution. The flavors sound refreshing, and overall, this is an outstanding energy slash workout drink that will give you everything you need without tons of sugar, food coloring, or preservatives. I have not tried it. I'd like to try it because my fat doctor actually tells me she's having me drink about half the amount of soda,
diet
soda that I used to drink. And she said, I need to replace it, pure stevia. She's like, gave me the go-ahead, the green light.
It's good to know.
Anything with pure stevia, she said, is great. It's fine. Hmm. You know, and it's not going to change the DNA like aspartame or sucralose or, you know, stuff like that. So pure stevia is great. This is extract, but that's fine. Right?
The other drink, I think it's like a split because they make an energy drink, but they also make a hydration drink. But, you know, our guy
Prime?
Ricardo was in. Yeah, Prime. Prime's not on this list.
Prime
that's
is
a popular
one. 12-year-old likes.
Yeah, it's
probably
I thought
in the marketing.
Yeah, I'm guessing. I tried it. I'm not a big fan,
I didn't think it was that good.
Too sweet for me, and then it was all, because it's zero sugar, sweetener. Added sweetener. I'm not
you're not a big fan.
How about
that
you,
anyway.
Tomas? You fan of the Prime?
I do like Prime. I think they haven't quite developed a ton of flavors yet. They're starting to get there. Right. I think they've only got like 8 or 10.
They got the Icy Pop one, though.
They do. They're all really, really sweet. And it's the same. It's similar to Body Armor, how it's mixed with coconut water.
I like that consistency.
So yeah. I think that's kind of becoming a little bit of a trend.
Yeah, I see it everywhere, man, especially with the youths.
Yeah. Just straight up coconut water is good.
Absolutely. I was going to say it's not on here. Coconut water is expensive, though.
It is.
Yeah.
You know what else is not on here, but I saw on another list? Liquid IV is another.
I like that stuff. How about the consistency, though?
It's a little off. There's some salty type flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the consistency. Maybe I'm mixing it wrong because I get it in the pouches and I pour it into like a bottle of water. Yeah. But every time I drink it, it's like slippery. It's like tastes like liquid silicone. you have that? It's not.
That is not one that I've experienced.
No, maybe I'm mixing it wrong.
A neurological.
I'm gonna bring them in. I have a whole. I have a whole bag of like the packets because I went all in on because this is by ingredient the best stuff and I talked to an athletic trainer and a physician that helps out with our hockey team, and you know he was saying all this stuff you guys drink, if you're not drinking water, you're not really doing yourself a favor. It's really about staying hydrated. And if you're gonna go for some off thing, and again, this is not official like medical information, but coming from the medical profession's input, he just said, your best bet is probably just to drink liquid IV. I got this stuff. I'll drink it. It's not bad. It says it's doing like 3 to 1 versus like a glass of water, like 3 glasses of water. Mm. But the stuff tastes, I can deal with the salty. I don't mind that.
I like that.
But it's like slippery. Maybe I'm mixing it wrong or something. It just tastes silky.
It's not one that I had thought about, but when you see up here on my shelf, I've got this firefighter hat, right? It says Fire Ops 101.
Back when you were fighting fires?
It's who I am now. It's what I do. I went Fire Ops 101. It was basically what it was a simulated like training academy that they had elected officials and people that were policymakers come to.
Sure.
Union supported this to try to help you understand the conditions, right? But it was safe. It was managed.
Sure.
Anyway, and of course, it was tiring, and you're sweating and all that. Mm-hmm. So I went and did this fire ops training. And this is what they drink. Like, this is what the firefighters drink.
The liquid IV?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the first time I'd ever had one. I was like, ooh, I like this, actually. It's a little off, you know, but I like it. And they're like, yeah, we drink this, you know, by the gallons.
Yeah.
Like, after a big
I might have to dip back into it now, because I remember it's been recommended a few different times. And,
yeah.
Best of all the worlds. Get your hydration. Get your like your actual scientific value. Like, this list is trying
and
to.
And the silky flavor I like, and the, you know, the salty flavor that the silky texture, and then the salty flavor that the Thomas likes.
Thomas hates the salty stuff.
I don't hate it. It's just
I'm with you.
Salty.
It's a little bit jolting when you take a sip of something.
What am I just drinking? Soup broth or something?
Right, or the ocean.
The other one that's not on this, I don't know how to say this because it's got like three U's in a row and some dots over the U's and stuff. It's like noon
or Swedish
none
or something.
I don't know. Have you seen that? It comes in tablets. It's in like a tube. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
Noon
or
noon. I'll look it up while we're just chewing the fat on that. I've had that one quite a bit. It's pretty good. Also very salty, the electrolyte building one. But you got to be careful because some of the sports drinks also dabble in energy drinks.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sure.
And if you're going for hydration and not like deathly amounts of caffeine.
Yeah, caffeine will help actually
dehydrate. Yeah. So there's energy. So that brand, it's a little confusing. You got to read carefully. Like, one is hydration and another set of those little tablets that are like,
one tablet is to chew and the other one's a suppository.
No, man, they both dissolve in water. But I just popped one in one time and I was like, bah, like your first Red Bull. And I take in a considerable amount of caffeine, so it was like, I didn't need it. I thought I was kind of doing the opposite. Like, hey, I had two cups of coffee, I should probably have something that's hydrating.
You said caffeine and now I yawned. That was weird.
Yeah.
So
it's about that time, man.
It is about that time. It's the afternoon lull.
So we got a couple shows to tease out. We're going to do the brands.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get back to
so
this.
Here's what I would
maybe
say.
Energy drinks, too, because I think we dabble in those.
Sign me up for that one.
I would like to see Prime listed or any other drinks. I also feel like there's a couple drinks here listed as number one or two that we'd never heard of. That doesn't mean they don't exist. It's just we'd never heard of them.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of drinks that they could have put on this.
Yeah.
Probably. Like from that other ranking that we saw that were several lists. You
what's
know?
Your top three? Let's go around top three and then we'll talk about the list.
That's why I'm like, I feel like the list to me, it's a good take because it's what
gets us talking about
it's
this.
It's saying what they say it will say.
Yeah.
Is, here's what we feel is a healthy or don't do it or whatever.
But it's missing the one we've all been recommended by medical people.
But then it feels like what they did was they just threw on a couple healthy ones at the beginning, and it's mostly just a list of don't drink these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Just Gatorade haters.
But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it's overall a good take because it's saying, here's what we're just looking for.
Yeah.
We're looking for, should we drink this or not drink this? And if it was a list about our favorite preferences, like how I would rank it, which I think is what you're asking.
That's what I all care about. I mean,
Gatorade Lemon Lime is my top. Absolutely my top. I love it. I would follow up with the Liquid IV, and I've tried a number of those flavors, like Golden Cherry and some of those, but I like the Lemon Lime for Liquid IV, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Are we doing top three of our flavors?
Yeah.
I think Gatorade Lemon Lime is up in the top three for me as well. Wow. I'll probably put it at
classic. You can't get
I'll probably put it at a three, and then it's either just strawberry or strawberry watermelon. Of Gatorade is really good.
Not a fan of strawberry anything.
Oh, I love it. It tastes like a baby bottle pop. You ever had those?
You're going to say a baby bottle.
Or like a Jolly Rancher.
Speak of silky.
Yeah, Jolly Rancher.
It tastes like a Jolly. It's so good.
Man.
I'll put
when
that
we get into
two.
The energy drinks because we'll have to bring in, do we dabble into pre-workouts with the energy drinks?
Well, pre-workouts are bitter to me.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Number one, I'm going to go Metamoon of Prime. It's really good.
He went for the primes.
It's really
in his
good.
Top three.
It's really good.
In his top three.
Is it just top three? I'm gonna
blow this.
Top three or is that number one?
I think that's gonna take number one. For
wow.
Me.
Like, in terms of how much you like it, is it to sports
right
fans,
now?
Because like Shamrock Shake is to milkshakes.
Well, right I haven't now, had a Shamrock Shake in a few years, so my taste buds need a bit of a trip down memory lane.
I feel like that one over time may wear out though. Like your taste buds might get like this happens to me with sports drinks, especially like I get on one, I'm like, this is the best ever.
Yeah.
Then like 3 weeks later, I'm like, man, I can't take one more sip of this stuff. And I'll try to true always go back to man. This is a little bit off. My number one's gonna be Gatorade just because it's been with me. It's my day one right? So yep, it's been yep, with me the whole way. Story. So like, yeah, it's the origin story of the sports drink.
Yep.
And it's and I'm gonna go a little controversial with it. Orange, or the orange Gatorade is my favorite flavor in that. In a close,
that is your right to be wrong.
Yeah, it's well, I'll give three Gatorades I go to is the orange, the lemon lime, and then I go for the what do we? I just call it white Gatorade, but it's that what is it? Glacial freeze one. Yeah, I love that. There's some off ones that I can always grab. I like the melon one. There's something with like a little spice to it too.
My son, there's
like,
a cucumber one.
Yeah,
there's
cucumber a
green
one.
Apple. Yeah,
but
you
tried
can't get
and
that
true.
At all the places. Like, okay. The only place here in our town that you can get it is the Safeway.
Yeah. Mm.
The other one that I tried. Oh, so there's a Gatorade. Yeah, the Gatorade. It's a like Gatorade Fit or something. It has like a cucumber type flavor.
Yeah. Okay.
I really liked that one.
Yeah, it was good.
It's like cucumber lime or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
Yeah, me too.
Did you? Yeah.
Me too. But I can't like I'm not gonna go to it every time. It's like a unique like, hey, I'll try this.
It may have been a V8.
Mm. I don't like those ones.
Like it's like
V8.
Like
I forgot about
it. Not even on my list. No thanks, man. If I wanna eat my vegetables, I eat my vegetables. Don't put it in my juice.
Well,
okay.
Those V8 smoothies, though, are pretty good.
Okay. If I want a smoothie, I want
juice.
A smoothie.
Naked smoothies are good.
Yeah, Naked Juice.
Yeah. See, there's a lot on here.
Then there's worked for Naked Juice for a while as a distributor. I get free Naked Juice from time to time, which is nice because they're exorbitantly expensive.
Isn't there another coconut water one? It's like B-O-A or something.
B-A-I, right?
B-A-I? Yeah. B-A-I or whatever. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that was on that other list that I looked at of like ranking...
Those are pretty good,
140
man.
140 different, you know...
Yeah,
I got Costco'd into that once. I was like, oh, I tried one of these. I'll get this whole thing for a good deal. And
this is how the terrorists win, Costco. Yeah, just man. Like, they lure you in with those chickens. It's the loss leader.
So we established this. I'm like, this Gatorade's my top one.
Yeah.
And before these other two existed, you know, there was, what was that one called? The one your kids like from... Powerade. Powerade's a poor man's Gatorade, which I don't want it.
Yeah. I'm the one who wants to
shove
it, you know.
My number two is vitamin water. I love the triple X vitamin water so much. That's some good stuff.
A little bitter flavor.
And it's not as accessible. Like the place has to stock vitamin water. It's not always as common. It does have a little bite to it, but that makes sense. I love watered down cranberry juice. So it kind of reminds me a little bit of that too. But with tons of sugar in it.
The only time I drink vitamin water, my financial advisor always has a little refrigerator by the foyer where you could just grab, you know, and they always have those in there.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, ultimately, I'm paying for it, so yes, I do get one.
Yeah, they're good too. And then right now, man, Body Armor is my number three. That stuff's delicious, man. You know, but I'd say when I have to, like that's just for pure enjoyment and staying hydrated. My go-to's with actual science thinking of it, like if I'm actually feeling dehydrated or something, it's just pure coconut water, right? Or it's liquid IV. It's just nothing beats a glass of water. I sound like an old man now, but
before Gatorade came along, wasn't that all that people had? And if they wanted to,
hey, do you remember that
was water?
Do you remember that Gatorade gum?
Yes.
Oh, like the gummies? Or was there gum?
It was gum you popped in during baseball.
Do they not do that anymore?
I don't know. It just popped into my head. They probably do. I got to look next time I'm in Dick's or something.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, really? it used to be big in our... Well, we played baseball, we'd have that because we were kids. We didn't chew, and chewing was big back then.
We had no internet back then or anything. No. You went outside to play.
Right.
You just had to be home before dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Sports gums. Let's see if there's a list on that. Because remember,
we'd have to try them then. At that point,
well, we can
try. We could try them.
The sport. I feel like the Gatorade gum actually like had these crystals in it that tasted like Gatorade. It was like a salty
Gatorade
gum.
Gatorade thirst quencher for that deep down body thirst. There you go again. Okay, so highlighting coming up. Yes, we need to do.
Are you talking about Quench gum?
Yeah.
Yeah, Quench gum.
So it's not Gatorade. It was something else. We called it Gatorade gum.
But then here's Gator gum.
Yeah, but Quench was the more popular one. I just called it Gatorade gum.
But Quench was. It was made by Gatorade, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, is it?
Maybe.
I'll look it up.
Can we still get it?
Look it up.
Is this like a product?
This is really compelling stuff, like research live.
Live, on the spot.
There he is.
So you're a good take on the list. I think overall I'm a good take on it too because it sparked a really good conversation and it was a nice balance. It kept the ones in that I drink just because I like the taste and it introduced the whole concept of like, but this stuff's supposed to have a purpose.
Yeah, and we found out we got a medical
diagnosis
about
the
about the.
We're good. We don't need to see doctors.
What is it? The
acid reflux that happens when we drink drink copious amounts of sugared water.
Still don't know about the anal fissures, but we'll get an answer on that.
It is not owned by Gatorade, but people are saying...
Well, I thought it was, just the whole logo and everything.
Yeah.
People are saying it reminds me of the Gatorade gum I used to get from sporting goods store as a kid.
So we did have Gatorade gum.
They had it at Big Five?
Yeah.
But now they have Quench gum at Big Five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yep. Because
we didn't learn something. Today.
Because you could get Big League Chew. Remember that? Big that was like chew. Kids chewing tobacco. Though. Yeah, it's delicious, but it doesn't do anything. I don't know that
it
the Quench or Gatorade gum.
Seconds.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
good, though.
But you remember why they?
I mean, I assumed they made it because like we grew up playing ball.
Yeah.
When like Dude. Like guys had. Packs of tobacco.
I remember the shredded. I remember the shredded
so
jerky that was in the little thing that looked
still
like
a thing.
So we would be like it would be like mimicking kind of that, and fortunately that aspect of sports has been, you know, phased
Chief,
out.
The best,
yeah. But Big League Chew, and then this gum, like this gum was more expensive too. I feel like because it supposedly had like sports enhancing.
Okay. We'll put that somewhere on here. But, again, we are getting to baseball season. So let's do a gum one in the future. We got to do – let's do – because I just said Big League, Big Chief, you know, the best. That's from Sandlot when they end up putting the chew in their
baseball
mouth.
Baseball movies?
Baseball movies. Let's do it.
I'm in, man.
Let's do it.
It might be – they might have the – you might have the best selection of movies in sports movies. Like, there's great sports movies out there, but baseball might have the best list to pull from.
Oh, my gosh. Let's do it.
Before we do, like off the top of your head, just a teaser, just off the cuff, your go-to baseball movie, your one.
My number one, the best.
It's just like
baseball movie that I think exists, Bull Durham.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, and its humor is a little different. The funniest when I go rewatch it, A League of Their Own.
Yeah, it's a good one, too.
Hilarious.
It's a good one.
Hilarious.
I'm going to go Moneyball.
Oh, Moneyball.
But
so
you haven't
good.
Seen Bull Durham.
I know.
You haven't, he hasn't
what?
Seen A League of Their Own.
We got to have a movie
Wait,
marathon.
Have you seen...
This guy can't graduate.
Have you seen The Natural?
No.
That's another good one. That's a great one. I like that one.
Wait, have you seen 8 Men Out?
Oh, 8 Men Out is another great one.
Have you seen Mr. Baseball where Tom Selleck goes to Japan?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you're digging deep now.
No.
Deep.
You've probably seen The Sandlot.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's probably the only baseball movie you've seen.
Sandlot.
Yeah. I know he hasn't seen
Field of Dreams.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Rookie of the Year wasn't as good as Little Big League.
Okay. What's The Benchwarmers?
50 First Dates.
Oh, 50. The Benchwarmers is fantastic.
Benchwarmers is
yeah,
good.
It's so good.
Papi, hola, silencio, mijo.
My favorite.
Or like 1,200.
My favorite's Field of Dreams. I like that one.
Field of Dreams is
I love
good.
That
yep.
one.
42 is really
42
good.
Is a great
Major
biopic.
League also is like if I'm.
1, 2, and 3.
Oh, I've seen Major League.
Major League 3, Back to the Minors.
I like them all. I like them all, but like, I mean.
I like number 2 where he tells Roger to get a bat and lean into it, you know, take one for the team, Roger. Yeah. He's like, that's not even my bat.
Yeah. So Major League's a big one for me, but Field
Bob
of Dreams.
Bob Uecker was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phenomenal. All right, we'll get into the whole list because there's all kinds of sub lists within that.
Let's carve out 3 hours for the baseball movies because it will take me that
there's
long.
That, there are that many good ones, and there's different genres to break it down into. Because
Bang the Drum Slowly, we'll get into some of those kind of movies that are like
historically important.
Those are very, like that one's very, it's pretty slow.
Yeah.
That was, you know, that was Robert De Niro back when he was young. Pride of the Yankees, you know, some of those that are. Really, you know, important.
I might change my quick, just off the bat, number 1 to 42.
Oh.
42 is fantastic.
That's a really good movie.
It is.
Bozeman, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah. So, well, that's it, man.
Okay. Well, that was quite the highlight. I
Tomas,
mean,
Tomas, you're taking
wait,
on the
Chadwick,
list.
No, that's not Chadwick Bozeman. That's, is it?
Yes.
Bum,
are
bum,
you sure?
Bum.
All right, look it up.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
Wow.
Correct. On the air correction.
I thought it was Michael B. Jordan.
Oh. Yeah, he's good.
You're so lame. Yeah. Okay. Hey, but so here's the thing. If to have a very good conversation about this, you're gonna have to watch these. Make it a priority.
Okay, I can do
Marathon
that.
Marathon it.
I can do that. We can make that happen.
I mean, here's the deal. Make a list and he has to at least have seen half of them on the list.
Do you okay. Is your fiance in town? Is she across the state?
Okay, she will be in town all next week.
Or is she across the state?
Across the state right now, but she'll be in town all next week.
Okay, you got plenty of time then. You got plenty of time. You don't have to cater to her every whim.
You don't have to do any. You're not a student
loves movies,
or anything.
Though, so I think she would be down for a little baseball movie marathon.
Okay, I don't know what kind of movie she likes. Bull Durham is a little more.
No, she likes guy humor.
This okay. Well, it's okay. So
like, trying to think of a movie that she likes. It's like
The Hangover.
Stupid. Yeah, she likes that.
Okay, well there you go. You'll be fine.
Bo Rat.
You'll be fine. Bull Durham is fantastic. I love it. So, oh, you mentioned you hadn't seen The Natural.
The Natural's really good.
I love, shoot, what's his name? He was like Quaker Oats man for a while or whatever.
So, how about this? You give me a list by the end of the day today, and okay. I'll try to have it done before I'm out of here, and it can be my little graduating parting ways.
We want to do it sooner than that.
Dude, there's
start
like,
watching them.
There's like
three
four
weeks.
More weeks.
That's pretty soon.
You're trying to do one a week? Like watch one movie a week?
Come on.
I don't know how long this list is going to be.
Brandon watches four movies a night.
Kind of.
Yeah, see, you know when you go home, you can like clock out and be done for the day?
That's not true.
I've got to think all the homework.
Dude, I got four kids that I know of.
And they can sit down and watch the movie with you.
They're at the age when they don't want to watch that. I'm not cool anymore. I mean, I was never cool, but they thought I was.
You can bribe them with Prime. I know Body Armor.
Body Armor.
They're the Body Armor fans.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to watch Bull Durham with my 12-year-old, but so
well, maybe it's a good introduction to adulthood.
Yeah, when he talks about the, you know, the rose goes in the front.
All right, man, we digressed.
On that note,
this show's ended like 10 minutes ago. If you're still listening, we're sorry.
Why? That's the first question.
We'll tighten it up.
Not a good chance of that happening. All right, we'll come back your way. Thanks for joining us. Good take, bad take.